can be an extraordinary adventure. More than ordinary. In the gym. At home. At work. More than ordinary. Advice. Without the new agey bullshit.
Welcome to More Than Ordinary, brought to you by Seven Generation Games. I'm Jonah, and this is part two of the tips from our guests.
I think one of the most important things that we have to realize, especially in a society that is chocked with social media posts and interaction and engagement and integration, that the phrase birds of a feather flock together is more important than ever. And that doesn't mean that you're the same as the people that you hang around, but it doesn't mean that that's the perception. Even on the Latino side, we say, dime con quien tú andas y te diré quien tú eres, which is, you tell me who you walk with, and I'll tell you who you are. I think it's more important than ever for parents and for coaches and for mentors and facilitators in the developmental process to really tell those that they mentor and that they are over to pay close attention to the people who are around them. Pay close attention to not only people who are around them in a physical sense, but the people who they associate with in a digital sense as well, and even on the internet. I think a lot of young people make mistakes, especially in their youth, by associating themselves and creating digital footprints with people and things that they don't necessarily need to be associated with. And also, in terms of real people in real life, you have to make quality decisions with your personal engagements. I think that's more important than anything. And that is my tip for today.
I'm going to share with you the advice I share with lots of people at work and that I've shared with my family, the younger people, and that is investing. Getting an IRA started, or if you have the option at work, getting a 401k started. The power of compound interest, most people don't understand it. They don't know about it. And they go through life never availing themselves of something that is so important. Bankers are rich because they understand the rule of 72. And the rule of 72 is basically this. You take the amount of interest that you're getting and divide it into 72, and it tells you how fast your money doubles. So if you're putting your money in a savings account at the bank and get 3% interest, your money's going to double every 24 years. You can take that same money, put it in a crummy mutual fund that pays 12%, and your money doubles every 6 years. So if people would start that at age 20, put away $100 a month until age 62, they're going to have $1 million in the bank. It is what it is. And as I've told people at work, you either start and you do it, or you'll be like me at my age and not have $1 million in the bank. The 62 years is going to pass either way, whether you take the advice and put some money away or you don't. And then you're going to be like people I see at work that are in their 70s and 80s that are there because they have to be, not because they want to be. So start early. It doesn't take much, literally $100 a month from age 20, and you'll be a millionaire. Two of my children have listened to my advice. My 30-year-old daughter will have her condo paid off in about 3 years. She has money in her 401k. My oldest son will retire at age 50 because he started investing early, so he'll be done. I got started investing late, but when I was younger, I didn't understand about investing, didn't even think it was a possibility. So my 401k was the time I spent in the military. Now, since I've retired, I've been able to actually start a 401k and put some money away. It's not difficult. It's not hard. And most places where you invest your money that are reputable will give you really good advice, and you just make the final decision. But my advice is do it. Don't put it off.
People need to know to learn the names of the secretaries and the janitors in wherever they're working, not just in their office, but the other offices in your department or wherever it is you're working, because the secretaries are really the people that get the stuff done. They are the people that make sure the boss does what they're supposed to do for you. And if you piss off a secretary, God help you, because the secretary sure isn't. And a whole lot of people crap all over secretaries to their detriment. And the other people you need to be, make sure you're nice to, are the janitors. Know their names. Say hello to them. A lot of people seem to think it's beneath them to be nice to the janitor. Several years ago, I had an issue at work that someone thought my secretary wasn't working all the hours she was supposed to. And what she was actually, she was a single mom. She was going to school full time and working for me. And life got a little crazy. So she was coming in at night and making up her hours. So, well, first they had the Praxis card that she would use to get into the building to prove that. But the HR person talked to the janitor. And he was like, well, heck yes, she's there all the time. And Karen's there too. They're the only two people in that department that ever work a minute after 4:30. And so he saved my bacon. He's a nice guy, but I was nice to him. I treated him like a human being. And a lot of people didn't.
We'll be right back after this.
Did you know that 92% of U.S. homes have a computer? Yes. Yes, they do. And 43% of homes have a child under 18. Why aren't more kids playing educational games on those computers? Because they suck. The educational games, not the kids. Until now, download Spirit Lake or Fish Lake. Check out Forgotten Trail or Making Camp with no download required. All of our games are under $10, teach math and social studies. Let your child play on a real computer and learn real-life math. If you're on Steam, be the coolest aunt, uncle, big brother, or sister on the block and download Fish Lake. The little rugrat can play on your computer, learn fractions, and you can get some peace while you talk on the phone to Vin.
Did you know that kids on average lose 2.5 months of math skills over the summer? That means that when they go back to school this fall, it's almost like everything they learned in math since mid-March never happened. Seventh Generation Games can help. Combining adventure gaming and math, our games are the perfect way to keep kids' math skills up to date. It's not flashcards or worksheets, but 3D video games and engaging apps that kids actually want to play, even when they're on summer break. Check us out at 7GenerationGames.com.
Hey, so you just heard the tips of Dr. Roddy Ferguson, Roy Hash, and Karen Mackey. And now for more tips.
Well, I think it's taken me time to figure out what my vocation was. And vocation is a word that comes from the Latin vocare, which means to call. And we talked about my father and feeling like I fell into wrestling kind of on accident. And it turned out that I feel like combative sports and wrestling certainly were my calling. I developed a very strong passion and love for the sport because I had some good coaches early on. Coach Casebeer and Coach McAvoy were great coaches when I was in junior high and high school that made it fun, made me work my ass off, but made it fun. And, I think having that passion is, you have to find that passion. The world may not need another accountant unless you're passionate about accounting and numbers, and you're probably doing the wrong thing. Find that thing that you have a passion for. Trust in your heart. It knows more than you'll ever realize, and you can never be brave if you never feel scared.
I guess a tip I would have, I would say, it's not where you go or where you're from, it's what you do or what you make of it ultimately. Because you can go to anywhere. It's just what you do with it.
Whatever you're trying to accomplish, whatever goal you're trying to reach, if you're doing what everyone else is doing, you're doing something wrong. You have to go out of your way to make sure that the path you're going on will get you where you want to be and really forget about what everyone else is doing.
I kind of want to say not a piece of advice, but just a quote. I'm very into rap, so I listen to a lot of like the motivational Eminem, and something that has always captured me and that I've thought of is a line from Michael Moore that says, "The quickest way to happiness is learning to be selfless. Ask more questions, talk about yourself less." And I think that would be my quote that just leave you guys on to think about it. And it's definitely nice to try to talk about myself less and ask more questions about people just to learn more from them. Get guidance, and definitely there's people out there that are having problems too. And maybe you could be the person that can be that change for that person that needs the help.
Eat right, sleep right, and train right. It's very simple. What I mean by that is, like, here's a perfect example. I have a great statement. This is good for everybody when it comes to working out, fitness. You can do all the crunches from the womb to the tomb, But in order to lose the fat, you must control the fork and spoon. And that's my best advice. Advice I can give to everyone, because it's not just when you have yourself mentally, it's also physically. Because if you don't take care of yourself physically, you're not going to feel good about yourself. That's why it comes down to relationship. Like, for example, life. Like, for example, if you don't take care of yourself, then you deal with obesity. Like, the more people now, they just prove today that people that sit more than most people, that's worse than obesity. You know what I'm saying? There's no excuse. You got like a knee replaced, you're in a wheelchair, you have to have some kind of a physical activity. Because if you don't have that positive attitude about yourself, that could affect everything else.
I had a mentor that told me once, he said, be consistently consistent and persistently persistent, and you watch your dreams come to pass. And when he told me that, when I was in my early 20s, I didn't believe him. I thought I had some small success in my life because I was able to pull myself up. But I hadn't seen what was truly possible in my future yet. And that's the best piece of advice I can give anybody. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Whatever your dream is, if it's a dream and it lives inside of you, keep it going. Because eventually, this may sound really crazy and funny, eventually, I believe, unless something comes in and cuts it off completely, I believe that you will live out that dream in whatever it is. And so, and I've watched myself do it. What's kept me going all these years is because I didn't give up. Were there times that I wanted to give up? Yes. When I'm walking out of a juvenile detention facility 12 years ago and I'm the last one walking out the door and it's 9 o'clock at night and I had been there from 7 o'clock in the morning, and I do that every night and I'm dragging my equipment along with me and I'm wondering why there aren't more people walking out of this building. I heard a voice inside of me says, just keep going. Just keep going. There's something that's going to come out of this. There's something that's going to come out of you pushing and pushing and pushing for these kids. And I watched over the years that I think what was built was an integrity around the work, the commitment around the work. People saw that the commitment and integrity was helped to build trust between relationships because I was consistent. And so consistently consistent, persistently persistent. I say that to any entrepreneur out there that's looking to start something and they're really passionate and they see that whatever they're imagining up is something that can change the world, do it. I say that to any young person out there who is incarcerated, who is feeling hopeless and feel like he's drowning and there's no hope around you, don't give up. Find a mentor. Find a mentor. Find someone that can give you some advice, that can call you out when you feel like you're going down the wrong path. Find a mentor and latch that mentor and continue to see the best in yourself. And I say that to anyone out there that's in probation and law enforcement, you know, that is out there that sees that there is good for the community and you see that we can get past all of this and get to some real fairness around the judicial system. Continue to speak up. Continue to be that voice where there is none. And continue to just give hope back to the community. Continue to be there and listen to the community when they have something to say. So being persistently persistent and consistently consistent is my tip for the day.
And with that, the tips from our guests have concluded. You heard Randy Couture, the Emmanuel Arts graduates, George Campos, Claudia Jorge, and Ethan Troop. You also heard Lou Ferrigno and Harry Grammer. I'm Jonah. This has been More Than Ordinary, brought to you by 7 Generation Games. You've been an audience. Stay classy.
Thanks for listening to the More Than Ordinary podcast.
For more information, please go to our website, 7GenerationGames.com, and that's 7 as in the number 7, GenerationGames.com.
If you'd like to learn more about math and history, or increase your vocabulary while at the same time having fun, you can purchase our games at 7GenerationGames.com/buy.
You can also donate and help a much-deserving student.
And as always, please tell a friend, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes.
It's never too late to be more than ordinary.